Hey there, beautiful minds. Welcome back to the Overthinking Override. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to help you ditch those mental roadblocks and finally get some peace in your head. And let's be honest, haven't we all been there? Trapped in a cycle of replaying past mistakes, letting old grudges fester like a bad burrito, you know the feeling. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Letting go of the past. It's not just about wiping your memory clean or pretending things never happened. No way. This is about recognizing the power we have to forgive, heal, and move forward with grace and clarity. Because seriously, holding onto resentment and bitterness is like carrying around a heavy backpack full of rocks that's dragging you down and preventing you from reaching your full potential. So here are 5 key takeaways that can help you shed the weight of the past and finally embrace a brighter future. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. Listen up, this is super important. Forgiveness isn't saying what you did was okay, it's about releasing yourself from the emotional prison those past hurts have created. It's freeing yourself from the anger, resentment, and pain that keep replaying in your head like a broken record. It's about choosing peace over bitterness, even if it feels incredibly hard at first. 2. Holding onto grudges only hurts you. Think about it, who benefits more from carrying around that anger? The person who wronged you or you? Let's be real, they probably don't even think about it anymore. Meanwhile, you're stuck replaying the whole thing in your head, letting it poison your present and future happiness. Forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. 3. Empathy can unlock forgiveness. Ever heard that saying, walk a mile in someone else's shoes? It might sound cliche, but try to understand where the other person was coming from. Not to excuse their actions, mind you, but to see things from their perspective. This doesn't mean justifying what they did, it just means trying to understand the human behind the hurt. Sometimes, understanding can pave the way for forgiveness. 4. Healing takes time. Be patient with yourself. It's not a switch you flip on and off. Forgiveness is a process, a journey. There will be good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up if you feel anger or resentment creeping back in. Just acknowledge it, breathe, and gently redirect your thoughts towards healing. 5. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past steals your joy from the now. What can you do today to create a more fulfilling, happier life? Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, big and small. Surround yourself with positive people who lift you up. Engage in activities that bring you joy and make you feel alive. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing you down for ages. Like a huge weight has lifted off your shoulders, and suddenly the world feels lighter and brighter. That's what forgiveness can do. It doesn't erase the past, but it allows you to move forward with clarity, purpose, and a whole lot more peace of mind. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years ago, I had a major falling out with a close friend. We were practically inseparable for years, and then boom. Things went south, leaving me hurt and angry. For months, I replayed every interaction, analyzing every word, trying to figure out what went wrong. It was like being stuck in a mental loop of misery. But then, one day, something clicked. I realized that holding on to all that anger wasn't doing me any good. It was just poisoning my thoughts and stealing my joy. So I decided to try something new. Forgiveness. It wasn't easy, let me tell you. There were days when the anger felt overwhelming, and I wanted to crawl back into bed and stay there forever. But I kept pushing myself, reminding myself that forgiveness was about releasing myself from the pain, not condoning what happened. Slowly but surely, things started to shift. The anger began to fade, replaced by a sense of peace and understanding. It wasn't about forgetting or pretending like nothing happened. It was about choosing to move forward with grace and compassion, both for myself and for my friend. Now, I'm not saying that forgiveness is always easy. Trust me, there are times when it feels impossible. But even if you can't fully forgive someone right now, remember that it's a journey, not a destination. Keep taking those small steps towards healing, and one day, you'll look back and realize how far you've come. So, what's your takeaway? What's one thing you can do today to start letting go of the past and embracing forgiveness? Remember, every step you take towards healing is a victory. You are stronger than you think, and you deserve to live a life filled with peace, joy, and genuine happiness. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your friends who could use a little mental clarity boost, and leave us a review. And until next time, keep those minds clear and hearts open. Bye for now.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.